So let's start with section A. Here are its first four measures, including the pickup note that leads us into measure one. So we're in the key of C sharp minor, so that's four sharps, F, C, G, and D. So we will expect those throughout this song, except when we get to that section C where it actually changes keys. Right hand, we're starting off with a G sharp above middle C with finger one. Then next, we will keep this down and hit the E above that with finger five. And at the same time, the left hand will play the C sharp two below middle C with the fifth. At this point, the sustain pedal goes down. Then left hand will jump up and play G sharp, C sharp, and E. And that's the G sharp right below middle C. I'm using my fifth. Middle C sharp with my second finger. E above that with my first. Basically a C sharp minor chord. We'll play this chord twice. Then for the next measure, we'll start off with this. Now what we have here on the right hand is I've moved my first finger to the G above middle C. Now, in the music, it's notated as an F double sharp, which is the same thing as a G. And that makes sense given the key signature and also the underlying chord. So it's an F double sharp, but yes, it looks like a G on the piano. We have that, and above that, we have the D sharp above that with finger four. Left hand, we're playing the D sharp two below middle C once again with our fifth. These hit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then left hand will jump up to play D sharp, A sharp, and C sharp. So that's the D sharp below middle C with your fifth, the A sharp above that with your second, and then middle C sharp with your first. And we'll play this chord twice. And that's measures one and two. Let's take a look at three and four separately because they're more complex.